Intro, boop boop boop, sip and tell, boop boop boop, intro, boop boop boop, intro to Sip and Tell Podcast.
Hey everybody, this is Ricky from Sip and Tell Podcast, joined today by Isaac and Seth. You guys are in different order than I'm used to now. Now I'm all thrown off. Mm-hmm. I thought Seth has usually been in the middle, but that's okay too. Yeah, you've been rocking the middle recently. Okay, so this is an actual Sip and Tell podcast. I think we're on number 7, if I'm not mistaken. This week, we're going to do Deschutes Brewery. As you can see with all of our Deschutes beer, we have Pacific Wonder Lager, 2 fresh hops. One is a hazy, one's a regular fresh hop, and a Baltic Porter. Which, is it called anything? Nope, just called Baltic Porter. So first, let's get into our first beer, and then we'll talk a little bit about Deschutes, and then we'll go on with a couple other things. Our first one we're going to start with is the lager. Seth. Oh, so beautiful. Get that crack in there.
Triple crack. It's a little high.
So there is a chance, this is from summer, so it might be a little skunky. Oh. I just found it in my beer fridge. I was like, oh, cool, 4 beers.
Good to know.
Then I was like, wait a minute. Actually, I don't know when this got put in my fridge. So
I just wanted to be pointed out. You did not disclose that until
I did. I know. I did want to give you guys a heads up in case you were like, wow, this is a terrible beer. I'm like, nope, it's not their fault.
Been kept secret.
Or they might not be able to. I don't know. It all depends on how you guys feel about lagers. So we are recording this the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday. So before. Yeah, it smells fine. Tastes good too. So how was, before we go into the history of Deschutes, let's talk about how everyone's Thanksgiving was. Seth, how was yours?
My Thanksgiving was pretty good. I had a little bit of a Thanksgiving thing last weekend. So yesterday, Lindsay and I, my wife, we just kind of took it easy and hung out, went to a movie, and didn't have any special Thanksgiving food. So a little bit of an atypical Thanksgiving for us, but we really liked to relax and just kind of hang out.
What movie did you guys see?
I didn't even know. I just showed up and Lindsay told me when we got there. Crimes of Grindelwald or something.
Harry Potter. Fantastic Beasts 2.
Yes, Fantastic Beasts 2.
This guy acting like he's not a Harry Potter fan.
I enjoyed it. I didn't really. I was like, I don't really care. I'll just go to.
You saw the first one, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, this is the movie I've been excited about since I saw it coming out.
And it has Johnny Depp in it. I didn't know that. Lindsay didn't know that until the end of the movie. She's like, you know that had Johnny Depp? I was like, yeah, we just watched the whole movie. Like, why? She didn't know until the credits. But
well, I mean,
right. Kudos Johnny, to the makeup artist.
Johnny Depp is a skeleton of what Johnny Depp used to look like. He does not look the same. But
I watched the first Pirates last night.
Not
for the first time. No.
Oh, just I was like, gonna say.
It's been a long time, and yeah, he has changed a little bit.
Yeah, well, especially as Grindelwald. Grindelwald.
Well,
anyways, it was good.
Especially as a multi-bazillionaire, and when it comes down to it, he's become a different human being.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Isaac, how was your Thanksgiving? I know that you were hosting, right?
Yep, hosted for the first time.
How'd that go?
Went really good. Yeah, so we had Jasmine's family over, just immediate family. So it was her parents and her brother. And they brought the big dish, so we just had to be in charge of the side dishes. And it was, I was honestly super anxious about it going in because I don't particularly like having to like clean everything and do a good presentation and all that. But it went really well.
Good.
Yeah.
Good yes.
Food. Lots of good beer. Well, actually, no, mead. Oh, man. So I cracked open my mead last night.
You said you're becoming a mead man.
Yeah, yeah. I'm interested in brewing mead too, but yeah, we got this Danish mead called Viking's Blood that was recommended to us when we were in California, and we bought it from the mead shop in California, the name of which I can't remember off the top of my head, which is really sad because they're amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was great stuff. It's great stuff. I drank until I was passed out at like 3 o'clock and fell asleep during the end part of Pirates. What are you gonna do?
Well, I mean, Pirates is 12 hours long, so it's hard not to.
Super long.
The first one?
Yeah.
So long.
Was it?
And then they're all about that long too, and they just progressively get worse as far as I understand.
I remember the first one being good, and then I think how many did they make?
3, 4, 5. 5. They made 5.
I think I stopped it.
And aren't they making one more?
3 or 4?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I haven't seen the most recent one.
I stopped caring about those after about the third one.
Yeah, the fourth one had mermaids.
Oh, was it cool though?
No.
Ah, that's unfortunate. Because it could be cool. Because mermaids have that interesting, like, I don't even know how to call it. Like a weird lore where they're like kind of cool fish people, and then they're kind of murdering fish people. And
I think they were people. A lot more on the murdery side.
And I like the murdery side. That makes it interesting. Our Thanksgiving was good. We've done it, hosted it for the last 3 or 4 years. Pretty basic. We didn't go too crazy. There have been years where I did 3 turkeys for 8 people, which is stupid, but it was a lot of fun. And then we did a brisket last year. This year we just did a smoked ham and a roasted turkey. Roasted turkey, it's Alton Brown's recipe, and it's just easy now at this point. Done it a ton of times. It comes out juicy. I've never had an issue with it. It's a great way to do Thanksgiving. And then we did drink a lot. Well, I drank a good amount. Man, did you drink a good amount? Man didn't drink much, but she got full and fell asleep at 7. But yeah, and so it was a good day. Got to hang out with family, all the fun stuff. And now let's crack open this next beer. This is our hazy. So the reason I wanted to do Deschutes was honestly because of this beer right here.
Fresh haze.
2 weeks ago, I was at Winco. It was mini sip number one or two. One, I guess. Mini sip number one. I was at Winco. I grabbed the beer. They had this in a big can like this for like $2.50. Beautiful crack. For like $2.50 for that size of can, which is 19 ounces. And I'll let you guys make your own decision. I know how I feel about it, and I already talked about it on the mini sub, but you guys, what do you guys think of that lager anyways, before we move on too far?
No, I like the lager. Yeah, that's a lager. It's a classic lager. I don't, you know, see it really standing out, but I don't see a lot of lagers really standing out in my mind. Like, I cannot think of a lager where I'm like,
oh, I'm sorry.
I remember it for anything other than the name, because it rings a bell. Like, Lawnmower Lager for some reason just sticks in my head.
Wonderland.
Lagers are very hit and miss for me. I've been finding more and more I like, and I'm concerned that if I like it as a lager, it's probably not a real lager. But I don't know if that's true. Like, Lowercase had a couple lagers I fell in love with. But I couldn't tell you what makes a lager a lager. But I mean, I enjoyed the heck out of this one. I enjoyed the Lowercase one. It's a solid lager. So like I said, the one thing I like about it is the color. I mean, it has a beautiful haze, gray orange color to it. But it's just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It smells solid. You guys tell me what you guys think of that. I don't want to bury the lead too hard.
That's good. Kind of reminds me of like a Tang or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got like a real citrusy flavor to it, but it's not overpowering.
Yeah, it's not too much of a bite. It's just like a really good.
It's probably because of the body of the haze, honestly. Like,
yeah.
I feel like that just takes away the bite, like you said.
A lot. Yeah, the hazy IPA tend to temper down the hoppiness. Especially if you're not a very hoppy type person, you could probably get away with a hazy outside of a normal IPA or double IPA for that matter.
Is there a big differentiation between juicy and hazy?
Man, I don't know. Some of these, I've been setting up that Taver thing, and they'd come in and drop a lot of the same terms, like hazy, juice bombs, juicy. And I'm like, I don't really know what any of that means anymore. And I haven't taken the time to research it properly. But yeah, it's one of those weird things that there's a lot describing very similar things, I think. I don't know what the difference is
between. Like, are they a technical term, or is it just a way that somebody's describing their drink because it sounds good?
I don't know. I mean, like, with a hazy, yeah. I mean, this is called a hazy, and typically with a hazy, it has that solid color to it. It's not like, you'll see in the fresh hop, I'm assuming, it'll be a lot more clear versus being a lot more cloudy, and so that makes sense to me if that's the technical thing. But I don't know what, I mean, you a double some double IPAs are called, like, a fresh, the Fremont, those are called like juicy IPAs sometimes. And you're like, but what makes it juicy? Man, I feel like that's
just a descriptive term.
I feel like that's most IPAs too.
Yeah, and they could be like, well, they could that be like same piney. Body.
Yeah. Oh, man, I don't like the piney ones either.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of piney.
That was that one at the History Museum the first time.
Oh, yeah. The
Three Magnets
Sasquatch Snacks.
Yeah.
That had pine needles in it, though.
That was like legit pine.
That was legit pine.
I didn't like
that. That was good for like a sip. And then, oh, gosh.
Yeah, that was.
A sip was enough.
Definitely a taster. That would have been a really good taster, not a full glass. You went back for a second one of those, though, right?
Yeah, I did.
You did like it more than a taste then. Yeah. So. I know, like, when I lived in Portland, Deschutes, Widmere, they were some of my first breweries that I started to drink. I remember very specifically when I started drinking beer, I kept running into issues where I couldn't finish off a beer. And then I finished one off, and then I found Windmere, and then I found Deschutes. And Deschutes became, between Deschutes, Black Butte Porter, Fat Tire, and Windmere Hef, those were like guaranteed party beers for me. If there was a party I was going to, I was grabbing a six-pack of one of those. So I have a pretty long history of Deschutes. We've been to the brewery multiple times in both locations, in the Portland location and in the Bend location. And then we've been to, I've had a good chunk of their beers. But yeah, I don't know if I've had a bad Deschutes beer yet. So I'm glad we're doing this one. And it's nice that we're doing one that's not a Washington beer. Although I guess technically our Texas one wasn't a Washington beer either. But yeah.
Do they actually brew in Portland, or do they do all their brewing and bottling in Bend?
That's a good question. The one in Portland definitely has some.
Well, let me interject.
Go ahead.
Because I researched a little bit, just a little bit today. I didn't have a ton of time to get into it. But yeah, their main brewing facility is in Bend. Mm-hmm. They actually have two of them right next to each other.
I drove by them a couple weeks ago.
Huge, right?
Yeah, they're amazing facilities. And they're beautiful, too. I mean, they've got glass walls where you can see a lot of the brewing process from outside the building.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's very cool. I didn't get a chance to actually, like, look at any photos of the brewing facilities, but really very cool. They opened up in Bend in 1988. So they've been around for, this is the 30-year anniversary this year.
Holy cow.
Yeah. As of 2016... the 8th largest craft brewery in the United States and the 15th largest brewery overall.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, 15th largest brewery overall. And they're expanding away from just the West Coast, too. They're actually going to open up a brewing facility in Roanoke, Virginia.
Oh, that's a good move.
Yeah, that's coming up. It's going to be a huge facility, $85 million on 49 acres. And they've already actually opened up a tap room over there.
That's cool.
Yeah. So we should see a large footprint for Deschutes. And they're not owned by a huge company. I looked into that too.
Cool. Yeah.
They're actually still family owned. Dude named Gary Fish, and he issued an employee stock option plan for the employees as well. So I think that's pretty cool that they have such a wide footprint, 28 states. Huge facility.
That's cool.
I like it a lot.
I mean, I completely get why a brewery would end up selling to a bigger company, but I completely respect the company that's willing to stick by and own it on their own. So, I mean, I'm a big fan of that. Okay.
Very cool.
We have some good history. We have some good beer. Let's move on to the next part. What are some of the memorable beers you've had in the last month? Are there any that stick out as good? Anything that stick out as bad?
I've got a few.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, start us
so I've had right a few. I had more than a few that I wrote down, but I'll just touch on a few.
Yeah.
I had the, and I have a lot of Three Magnets that I drink, but I had the Three Magnets Woohoo, which is a hazy double IPA, which
was that one.
Really good.
That was a solid one.
I think it's like triple dry hopped or double dry hopped. It was just a solid beer. Another one that I had from Three Magnets was their Coffee Tompkins Imperial Stout.
That's on my list
which
also.
Which was brewed with Ethiopian single origin coffee. It was amazing.
That was a really good
beer. It was solid. And I think it's like 10.1% or something.
It's a strong beer.
It's a heavy hitter.
It's a great beer. Great flavor
too. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. I wish I had more than one of those. And then a couple other breweries, a couple other beers from different breweries. I had the Stickman F-Bomb IPA, which is awesome. Came in a big can. Big can like that, and it's really solid beer. I had the Trapdoor Tang IPA, which is one that you actually gave me. Finally drank it.
What did you think
amazing.
Of that one?
Amazing. I loved it. I really thought it was good.
This is why we got to make the trip down to Vancouver and Portland.
Yeah.
I don't know when, but we got to do that soon because I really want to go to Trapdoor.
Yeah, it was super good. And then another one that I had that I didn't actually order, but I got to drink some of a buddy of mine's, was at Crux. Their Tough Love Barrel Aged Imperial Stout.
You're not wrong.
And I think they got a flight of, I think it was 2015, 2016, 2017, and 2018, all the years of Tough Love.
God.
Wow.
And it was so good. And surprising there was a difference year to year. There was some that were okay, and there was some that were just like amazing. So that was really a treat to get to try that. And we did that at Crux in Bend.
With that also, when you have it from older years, that means they've been aging more. Because that's, right. I mean, there's a lot of people who buy the barrel aged stuff and throw them in a cellar for years, which I can't do because that's why I drink the barrel aged stuff. But that probably happens in those situations. They're sitting at cask waiting to be come out, so they're getting greater and greater flavors every year. That's amazing.
I have a, so you, Ryan, mm-hmm. He does that. His part of his, a large section of his garage is devoted to aging beer. And he's just got beer from, at least 6 years ago, probably older than that. Anyways, it was really, really amazing. He's the one who let me try their beer. So.
That'd be awesome. And Crux Fermentation Project is a great brewery.
Yeah.
And they have, I mean, not only do they have good beer, it's a cool location.
Their food's good.
The food, they have the food trucks outside.
They also have food trucks, so they've got a few options.
Yeah, and it's just like the outdoor seating is nice. It's a huge, huge area. It's very, expanded, very family actually. Friendly. They expanded further.
Yeah, they expanded the indoor area further. They added like this large garage section. They did not. It wasn't open when we went. We went a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And they had just finished the floors, and I think they were waiting to add furniture, but.
What does that look like? Because I remember you came in and there was like the whole inside, and then you kind of came outside, and then there's the outside ordering area and then the whole outside. So did it go like on the other end?
It expanded to the right into the towards the field of grass.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It looks really cool. And they've got like big garage doors, if I'm remembering correctly. It was dark.
Like those big,
there.
Like airport doors almost, or where they call those when they're the big, the huge ones that go up high, like RV size.
Right. Yeah. I think, I'm trying to remember, because like I said, it was dark and that extra area was closed off, but they needed more space because they're always packed.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really nice the next time we go back down.
They're definitely one that could probably open up another location, not too far, like just slightly north or like into Portland, just like kind of bleed off some of it, or a little further north where it just kind of splits the population a bit. Because there's so many people there all the time. There's some of those breweries like that around here too, where you're like, you guys need another location. You guys are just too big for this place. But I understand it's hard to buy another bunch of things. Yeah. But yeah, that's cool. I had a blast in a minute. I would love to make a trip back there again soon. But also Portland, also everywhere. Everywhere that has beer, I want to go there again.
Yeah.
Isaac, how about you? What have you been drinking this last month?
A couple good beers kind of stand out. So Jasmine made her way down to Portland about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And she got me some Breakside Brewing beers, which I actually haven't really tried. But apparently it's right down the road from one of her friend's houses. And so we got Tall Guy IPA from Breakside. It's great. She was like, oh, it reminds me of you because you're tall. And tasty IPA. I mean, it's nothing really super stand out as far as like being really fruity or anything like that. It's just a non overly bitter, solid IPA. Like, I would highly recommend it.
Nice.
As somebody who, again, is not like the hugest IPA fan.
So like a daily drinker.
A daily drinker. Just one or two of them, though. Nothing crazy. Yeah. It will kind of knock you on your face. Also tried the What Rough Beast. Kind of fits in the same category. Definitely had a different flavor profile than the Tall Guy. And very cool label art. Got to say, there's a big Kraken arm with a dude fishing on top of the Kraken arm. Love beer labels. They were some of my favorite things. But I had those and then got the... Ooh, it was a Pog. From Belching Beaver.
Oh, yep, I know. That's on my list also.
Swerve City.
That one's amazing.
Oh, it was great. Yeah. Man, it was great. I was having it while I was running a D&D game the other day.
Yeah.
So it was a blast. It was a blast. Good game. Solid, solid beer.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That one was more on the fruity side. Like, you can definitely taste the Pog.
That's definitely one. I saw it at Pints Defiance today. We went over there real quick, and that's definitely one I'll grab again. It wasn't going to happen today because we were buying too much stuff as it was, but I'll definitely go back and grab one of those later on. For me, we've already discussed three of my beers. So we made a trip to Airways, and I had an Airways Queen of the Skies, which is I think it was a double IPA. Very tasty, very good, solid flavor. Once again, very smooth. Everything I've had from Airways has been really good. And then Amanda and I split an Icicle Dark Persuasion. This is like the fourth time I've talked about this beer because we keep getting it in different places, and it's just good every time. It's good on tap. It's good in bottle. You got me a bottle at one point. Great beer. Just a great, great beer that everyone should enjoy thoroughly and should try at one point. On my list also was the Deschutes Fresh Hop. That's the one that we're drinking right now. I tell you, I fell in love with this beer. I saw it in six pack, grabbed it. I'm going to grab another six pack. I think that's going to become one of their more common beers again. And then the Coffee Tompkins, great coffee flavor. Great. Just I love a good coffee stout that you taste it and you're like, oh, good black cup of coffee right there. That's basically
yeah,
what that is.
Yeah, it really did. Mm-hmm. There was a really strong coffee yeah. flavor.
And it's cool that they're using Olympia coffee.
Coffee roasters.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, Three Magnus is just, it's just become a staple for me. Like there's, I don't think I've had a Three Magnus where I didn't like it. Even like the, what was that Tacoma Focus one? The Tacoma Aroma?
Yeah, the Aroma of Tacoma.
Yeah, Aroma of Tacoma. Oh, that one was good. It wasn't amazing. But then we had the one with the little fish guy on it playing the trumpet or whatever. Love that one.
Oh. Kind of bonkers or totally bonkers? The totally bonkers was totally really bonkers. Good.
Yeah, it was a totally bonkers.
Kind of bonkers was the goldfish without the trumpet.
Yeah, the one with the trumpet, the totally bonkers. And that, it's that
oh,
one.
Yeah, it's this one.
And I love that one. I had that again the other night and was like, oh my gosh, this is one of the best beers I've ever had. It's up there. But and Belching Beaver, they put out something this summer I wanted to get, but I'm glad I got that Pog one and I'm glad to see it popping around again, and I'll definitely grab another one of those. Okay, let's crack open our next beer, which is the Fresh Hop IPA with an Out the Haze.
Oh yeah, this is what, the Fresh Squeezed?
Yeah, Fresh Squeezed. Beautiful crack again.
I practice a lot.
So I've been hit or miss on Fresh Squeezed IPAs. I've had some where I'm like, oh yeah, this is really good, but they like you, and you can see on the color that it's not as hazy, similar color, but without the haze. You can see through it very clearly. So I think that's the big difference between the hazy and the not hazy, which is part of the reason I wanted to do these two back to back, so you can see what they kind of look like.
Oh, yeah, sure enough.
Yeah.
Totally different body on that beer.
But yeah, this I will say, I think these 19 ounce for $2.50 are maybe the best value of beer I've ever had. And it's a solid beer.
And it's not PBR.
And it's not PBR.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's smooth. That's a smooth beer. Smooth,
but it still has
beer.
That has that nice hoppiness to it that you lose on the hazy, which is really good. So, mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, like sometimes with the fresh hop, the fresh squeeze, you kind of get the piney taste from the hops, and I don't like those ones as much. Like even Fremont's Fresh Squeeze, I wasn't as big of a fan of. And I usually, like, Fremont's usually a home run for me, but I got done with that one. I was like, oh, it's good, but not really what I want. I mean, I prefer, like, a good hazy flavor because it's smoother and I could drink. You could drink those all the time, but, like, this one is really, really good. I'm not mad at this at all. All right. Did you guys do any cool brewery visits? I can't remember if you talked about Chicago last time or if that was post. Post. So you went to Chicago,
mm-hmm.
possibly before or after.
I think it was before. I'm not sure if we recorded after my honeymoon, though, in California.
No, we did.
We did? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't really have a lot to say then. I mean, I haven't hit any breweries in the last month. It's been kind of a crazy, like, weekends have been accounted yeah. for doing other stuff.
Seth, and you already talked about Crux. Do you have
I had a couple,
else?
Yeah. I went to Crux, and then we went to Bend Bend Brewing Company. I think it's called Bend Brewing Company.
Is it Bend or is it River Bend?
Bend. I think it's Bend. There's Bend Brewing.
River Bend is the one that did the milkshake IPAs I was talking about this summer.
Mm. Where are they at?
They're in Bend somewhere. I don't know.
Oh, I think we went to Bend Brewing
okay.
Company.
Okay. I don't think I've had Bend before. I was just yeah. curious, because, like I said, that River Bend one is one. Like, it's the I guess you would know the River Bend one, because based on the Yelp reviews, it's one of two things. It's great beer, weird sports bar, is what everyone says.
Oh, got it.
So it probably wasn't that. One. Like, you walk in there, you're like, oh, this is a dude sports bar, but then they have crazy good beer. So all the, like, beer hipsters are going there being like, this is a weird place. I don't belong here, but I love their beer. So they're doing something right there. It's just in a weird body or a weird place. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So I went to Bend Brewing, not River Bend. And got a flight, tasting flight. I was trying to remember all the ones that I had. I know I had I think it was a Tropic Pines. I had their coffee stout, or at least their stout. I can't remember if it was a coffee stout. Everything was pretty solid. I really did like their red ale. I can't remember what the name of their red ale was, but it was really solid. And they had that I really did not care for, but my wife liked it. So,
well, because goes end up being a little sour, right?
Yeah, that's not usually something I like to drink. But yeah, their beers are cool. Their food is pretty good. My friend ordered a cup of soup and then decided to order a second cup of soup.
Oh, so that good, huh?
Yeah. It was pretty good. It was a good place to visit.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have a stupid long list, so I'll try to go quick. Airways, already covered that. We've been there a couple times before. I would highly suggest it. If for no, even if you don't like the beer, the food is great.
If you're going to do a death march, a 10-mile birthday death march, it's a good way to end that death march.
That is a good way. If
you actually died.
Oh, man, you guys are hilarious. That was so much fun. You guys almost died. I was like, this is cool. And then you got saved by a weird bicycle angel that came by and saved us. But, yeah.
It's true.
So Airways is cool. Always solid. Great beer. They have a lot of good guest taps as well. They always have a good porter or stout on tap and a bunch of IPAs and always really good IPAs. We went to Lantern Brewing. We went with our friends Amber and Eric. They live close to that area. And I don't think I talked about this one, but I'm starting to get confused on my time frame and the things I'm recording. Do you think that was last time?
You talked about it in the mini sip.
I talked about it in the mini sip. Okay, so I'm not going to cover that one much. But that's they don't have as many of like the, I would say, traditional beers. But everything I had was really, really good. I thoroughly enjoyed everything. We did a full 15-beer flight. There were some beers I didn't like as much and Amanda liked. There were other ones I liked more than Amanda. The two that stand out the most are the Tripel and the Dubel, and those are both amazing. Then we went to Lowercase Brewing in South Seattle. That place, I want to go back there because they have really good beer. That was like the time I had a lager and I was like, oh my God, this is a good lager. I liked the RIPAs. I liked everything else we had. They had a squash ale, which is really cool. Instead of like a traditional pumpkin stout, they use squash. So it has a similar notes and flavors, but it basically tasted like fall. It was a perfect fall beer. But then their lager, not the Hells, the other one, I can't think what it was really, really good. Really flavorful, solid beer. Plus, right next to them, you have another brewery called Machine House, which is that one I want to visit. Close to that, you have Jellyfish, which is a great beer. We've had them at different beer fests, and everything they put out is solid. And there might be a Georgetown up there. There's everything. There's like 5 or 6 breweries in this really small area that I want to go visit at any time, really. Then we checked out Black Fleet Brewing. That's the new one of the new, probably the newest Tacoma tap house. And they're pretty good. We did maybe 5 or 6 beers on flight. Everything was pretty solid. It has that kind of taste of it's good, but you can see it's going to change and they're going to morph the flavors as it becomes a bigger brewery and as they keep brewing over and over. Some of those felt like a good first run, but not great first run. So I think they're going to get better. The food's pretty good. I would say the food's a little expensive for what you're getting based on the size. Cool location, great looking. They get a lot of metal work and stuff like that. I always love that kind of stuff at places. And then the final brewery, I think that's the final brewery I visited, was Wingman. And Wingman is a brewery I visited maybe 2 or 3 years ago at this point. And I've been kind of hit or miss on them. But we did the beer fest 2 weeks ago. And we tried a couple things there that I really liked. So I was like, I got to go back there. And not Friday, today's Friday, on Wednesday, left work early, came home, and I got off the train, and I was like, this is one of the goals. This is one of my things I want to do, is hit Wingman. So I rode down there, and I got a flight of 4. I had their 2 IPAs. One of their IPAs was a collab with Task Force, which is another brewery I'm interested in. They're in Lakewood. And then I did 2 of their dark beers. One was the S'more Stout, and one of them was the Kraken beer. It's like Dark Water is what it's called. I will say my opinion on Wingman's softening a bit. I still think their IPAs are weak. Both IPAs, I was like, these are okay. I wouldn't buy these again. I wouldn't get a full glass. If I got a full glass, I'd be disappointed. But their dark air beers, they're doing something where they're spicing them up enough that it's just crazy flavor. Like that dark water one, you're just like, oh, it's a punch in the face. I don't know if I could drink a whole one of it, but it was good. It has great flavor. And the main reason I wanted to go there in the first place was there's a beer they have called Noel, which is like a winter beer. And just, once again, crazy flavors and the spice in there. And you're like, this is nuts. So I haven't fully turned the corner on Wingman, but I've turned a little softer on Wingman. I don't have as much hate on Wingman as I did before. So they will be on my list, but they're not the high on my list yet still, especially when it comes to Tacoma Brewing. So, but that covers most of the breweries we visited. I've already talked about the beer fest we went to. Plus, we have a whole episode on the beer fest. I still think next year, if you guys are able to, you should make a trip down there. It's a lot of fun. It's all dark winter barrel aged. The best part, Fremont's there, and you have all their barrel aged stuff and not like half the line. So it's instead of like at the Redmond one, you see when Fremont opens up their line for their special whatever rotating cask aged stuff. That thing's out. You're not going to get it. You're not sampling it there. Here, they had Rusty Nail. We had Bomb. We could have got the whatever the other one's called. You could have got anything barrel-aged, cask-aged stuff from Fremont, which is something you cannot do at almost any other beer fest. So definitely worth it in my mind. I'd highly, highly suggest that one. Okay, let's crack open our last beer.
So you're hard on Wingman, huh?
I've softened. I'm not.
Have you?
I'm not going as hard on Wingman as I used to. But I do have. I still think they have their 50-50 on there. I've softened on Wingman. I know what you're doing. I don't care. I stand by what I'm saying. I'm not going hard in the paint on Wingman like I used to. Oh, but we went to after the beer fest. Went to Harmon. I still hate Harmon, and it has nothing to do with their beer. I went there. We got nachos and two martinis. Spent $40. There's a reason why I stopped going to Harmon. It's because they charge way too much damn food money for their food. Their food is pretty good, not that much, that not that expensive good.
They're just, their beer is just non. Yeah. It's just,
it's weak.
Yeah,
it's just, and it's like the Ram. Beer. It's a Ram style level beer. They're more of a restaurant than they are a brewery, but they do brew beer, and it's cool that they brew their own beer. But there's just too much good beer out there to go for okay beer. What's this guy like?
The Baltic Porter.
I don't really understand what Baltic Porters are. I've had them multiple times. I don't really get what they are yet.
I mean, it must be like, you know, Baltic Sea.
Yeah.
So European.
Yeah. I mean, I've had them a bunch and I've tried them, but and they're good. I mean, that once again, it has crazy interesting flavor. It doesn't taste like a normal porter to me, but it has some pretty good notes to it. I mean, I don't know what those are, but they're interesting.
What are those notes?
But like I said,
I almost taste a little chocolate in there. There's a little chocolate flavor going on.
A little tobacco.
Nice.
Tobacco-y.
I mean, I don't know. It has like kind of a almost like a tart, like if it was like a cherry.
It's a rich malt character. So maybe that's a toffee is something they're going for. And dried fruit, huh? And molasses. Smokiness. There's the tobacco. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I guess I can get all those things.
I've had Baltic Porters before, and every time I give them, I'm like, I don't get what this is. It's not bad. It's enjoyable. It has great flavor. It's just I don't get what it is. Okay, so we talked about the beers we've had, breweries we've visited. I mentioned the beer fest. We have one question of the week. I was going to say, just so we have a little discussion about this. It's not super important. What do you guys think about kids being allowed in tap rooms and breweries?
Oh, I feel like we talked about this.
Have we talked about this already?
I don't know if it was on the podcast or not.
It was a little bit. We talked about it. Came up.
Let's run through it as a question of the week either way, and I'll try to remember this, although we'll probably end up doing it again in about 3 months. What do you guys think? 3 months is the same question?
Yeah, same question.
Just rotate through the same three questions.
We can even change our opinions.
Can we track our opinions to see if they change?
Yeah, see if they waver. So what made me think about this is whenever I end up going to a brewery, especially if I'm looking at it for a first time, it's about most of them allow kids now. I mean, that's just a pretty common thing in Seattle and in Washington and Olympia, everywhere. In Washington that we've been to, almost all of them allow kids, unless it's like an actual bar, which I don't know what differentiates a bar from a tap room at this point and why it makes a big difference. Well, yeah, I mean, I get that aspect of it, but I don't know why you would be able to allow kids into a bar, or not to a bar, but into a brewery. I don't get it. It doesn't matter. But if you go to a Yelp page, if you jump online, there's a big discussion about this, where it's like half the people want to go to a brewery that allow kids in, half the people don't. And I assumed it would have to do more with people who have kids. But as three people who currently don't have kids, I thought it's an interesting topic. I even posted an article about it the other day on the Sip and Tell Facebook page. which everyone should visit anytime. Sip and Tell Facebook page. We're posting articles, giving our opinions, all kinds of stuff there. Videos, go check it out. No big deal. But yeah, so what do you guys think of kids at breweries?
I'm actually for kids at breweries, just not shitty kids at breweries. Don't bring your shitty kid to the brewery. Like, I don't know. I think you should be like, if you got a well-behaved kid, like bring your well-behaved kid in. It's kind of like, you know, don't bring a toddler or like a really small child into a movie theater, right? Because they're going to be screaming. I don't think you should bring screaming aged children into the brewery. Like, keep incubating, keep training that kid to be socialized and then bring them out. Because having kids around is really fun. I like having kids around. I think it's cool. I think it adds like a nice vibrancy to kind of your experience in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it as long as the kids are good to get along with. Like, raise good kids and bring them to the brewery because it's enjoyable. But if they are poopy, then leave them at home.
I'll drink more to that.
So if I'm not mistaken, you went to Odd Otter once and they were having a karaoke night. How do you feel about kids at karaoke night?
Okay, well, that was weird because I feel like they were shutting down the whole brewery to do a kids event. And I was like, I don't quite understand that at all.
I will say Odd
it's
Otter.
Wild to me, and I don't like it. I don't like it being centered around the kids.
Odd Otter's a little weird when it comes to those kind of events. They do every once in a while.
Might
an open...
even say odd.
They are a little odd. They do an open mic thing also, and it's like you get in there, and it's just too small of a space to have an open mic and this loud, staticky speakers in the back, and you're just trying to have a conversation at the front, but it's just a too small of a space for that. So Odd Otter might not be the best gauge for what that's like, what it's like for kids. We've had, so I guess I'll ask this way. Is there an age limit that you think kids should be allowed in? Do you think is there an age range that you're more comfortable with? Or is there an age cutoff where you think they shouldn't be allowed? Or should it always be all ages all the time?
I mean, I think Isaac made a great point. I think it's all about how they behave. And I know you can't always control your kid. Like, that's unrealistic. And
yeah, I get that.
Also, we're asking three people that don't currently have kids, so we're not exactly a good authority on this. But
we're also the
we do patronize these.
Yes,
you know,
I would say we are the we might be the considered the descending. Voice to this, like the people who don't have kids who go to breweries who don't want to see kids are probably the people who are most mad when they get to a brewery and they're like, why are there so many kids here?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, so I hope to have kids one day, and I also hope to have the option of going to breweries that allow me to take my kids, because I'm sure I'm going to continue to want to do the same activities that I'm doing now and not have my kid dictate my lifestyle, and I want to bring my kid up in the lifestyle that I'm used to living. So I would say I don't really care for obnoxious kids, but who does? I mean, parents they don't want their kid to be obnoxious either. So I think it's cool. Can it be a little frustrating? Sure. But I guess, you know, sometimes you can't stop your kid from acting like a kid.
Yeah.
I would say like the thing that kind of made me think about this was when we went to Lantern Brewing, that was with Amber and Eric. They brought their kid because they have a baby, and we walked in and it was like 50-50 kid. it was like 50% kid, 50% adult, and you're Disney. Like, this is weird. But for me, it doesn't bother me. And so I'm not gonna say the same reason, but similar reason for that you want to be able to have kids. I want my friends who have kids to be able to go to breweries because anyone who knows me, who's been a friend of me, who has a kid. Probably recognize when they had a kid, I see them about 50% less of the time. And it's nothing against them. It's just, I don't do kid stuff. And you start getting to a point where you're like, we don't want weird Uncle Ricky hanging around. We want parents with kids hanging around with our kids so they can be socializing. I'm not going to socialize with a kid. And I swear, way too much around kids. Not on purpose. Just what it is. But I mean, the other thing that made me, okay. So you were at Crux. Mm-hmm. When we went to Crux, it was during the summertime. And
this is how it came up the first time.
Oh,
it was
shoot,
your
you're
experience
right.
At Crux.
I was gonna say, and like, so that whole outdoor area is so kid friendly.
Oh, is it? Okay.
So, but during the winter time or fall time, it's probably a little bit different. But like when we were there, there are kids just running around everywhere. And I was like, this is awesome. I was like, this is great. And their parents were just like, oh, thank God, my kids will be distracted by other kids for a little while. Mm-hmm. And I can have beer. And it's like, so that's why it doesn't bother me. But there was one experience. And we, you know what? Now that I'm saying this, I feel like we did talk about this. But the first time we went to Seven Seas over in Gig Harbor, there was like a party for some dude there. And there was like a 16-year-old kid who looked miserable because he's obviously too young to drink, too old to hang out with the other kids. And it's just like, just stuck there while his parents are drinking. And he's like, this sucks. I hate this so much. So I would say that if there is a cap, age cap, and there shouldn't be, but that weird age between like 15 to 19 maybe isn't the best place for a kid. And at 19, obviously they're not kids anymore, but that they almost don't belong in the brewery where they're getting to the point where they're old enough to drink, but they're not quite there. I think that's where this is going to become an issue where you have to be a little more careful. And be
I mean, when I was 15, 16,
yeah,
I would have been trying to steal the beer
exactly
when nobody is looking.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have to worry about that now.
Yeah.
You know,
like, that's the point where I'm like,
I was the punk ass kid. I was the kid that I didn't want around. That was me.
Exactly.
I know this from experience. It's not good.
And that's kind of, I guess that's kind of my thought. It's like, it's not even that it needs to be a hard, fast cutoff rule, but it's just like, at that point, maybe it's like, just let your kid stay at home. Go find, have a friend come over and hang out with the kid and you go drink then, but, well, or maybe not drink like
at 16, they're probably okay on their own.
Yeah, they're probably okay just hanging out by themselves. They can hold down the fort at home or go hang out with a friend or
poor choice of planning.
Yeah, that was one of those ones where I was like, that kid looks miserable. He was just like watching his parents drink, being like, I wish I was playing video games. If it was back then, you'd be like, I wish I was playing Minecraft, not Fortnite, because Fortnite, we're talking like 5 years ago at this point. Okay, so we're rounding the end. We've tried all of our beers. Let's go over, and I hope you had a chance to think about this, some beer goals. So I'll start this off a little bit, get the ball rolling. We have our next podcast is going to be Christmassy. We're going to do Christmas beer theme stuff. So we'll do... I kind of want to do like an year-end review of like what was like some of your favorite beers you tried over the year. What was the favorite breweries? What are some goals that you achieved this year for beer stuff? But for now, one of the ones I talked about on the mini sip 3, I wanted to visit Wingman. I visited Wingman. Problem solved. I knocked that one out. But I have on that list also is Dunnigan Brewing, which is another Tacoma brewery that I've somehow almost completely forgot about. We went to once and I was like, oh, this is really good beer. And then we never went there again. And there's a guy on Instagram, Tacoma Hops, I think is what his name is. And he was talking about Dunnigan. And I was like, damn, when was the last time I went to Dunnigan? So that's on my list of a goal for the next month or even in the next couple weeks is to go visit Dunnigan. So are there any breweries or beers or anything like that that would be on your list of things you want to try in the next month, let's say? Oh, yeah.
So I can go. This actually just made me think of it. It'll be more towards Christmas time, a little bit after Christmas, but I'll be in South Dakota and Kansas, and might get a chance to check out some breweries that are in local in South Dakota and in Kansas. So it's not something I'd really considered before, but now that we're talking about it, I'll maybe see if there's any local breweries I can hit up while I'm there.
In Kansas. Shoot.
So I'll be in Wichita, not in Kansas City. I think Kansas City has some breweries.
Yeah, like Kansas City Boulevard is near there.
Yeah,
I don't think Boulevard. It's actually in Kansas City. I think it's to the east and more in the Missouri, but I don't know what part. But yeah, you got Boulevard down that way. You have a lot. There's a lot of good beer down there.
Yeah.
You should.
I don't know if there's anything. So I'll be in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
I bet South Dakota has some good beer. It's gonna be smaller. I bet there's some good craft breweries in there. It's not like
South Dakota. So Sioux Falls is what, like 250,000 people, and that's a third of the state's population.
Oh my god!
So I mean, all the beer drinkers are gonna be there.
I mean, yeah, there's not a lot. I think it's what Sioux Falls is 250, and then what Rapid City is 75,000. That's the second biggest town.
Good gosh!
I bet there's like Montana.
So there's got to be at least one, at least a good tap room.
I would suggest for you to jump on Reddit, and I know you guys don't Reddit very hard, but for you specifically, going to South Dakota, Kansas,
not super hard,
there's a there's a Reddit in, I think it's in the, it's either in Our Beer or Our Beer Porn. I'm pretty sure it's in Our Beer. And they have on the side in the sticky, basically, they have every state. You click on it and it shows you what their beers are in those states. Mm. I mean, your other option is jumping on Yelp, which I don't think you guys do that either. But just looking up breweries in like Sioux Falls specifically. Yeah, and I bet something will come up, and I bet
there's gotta be something.
So there are some high star ones up there. I bet there's some pretty good stuff there. Nothing. It'll be smaller.
You think?
I bet there's gonna be smaller ones. You're not getting cans. You're not taking that home, but you're gonna be able to try some small little hole in the wall. And people
feel like beer. It's gonna be a bunch of pilsners.
Probably. I mean, you're not wrong. There's a high chance you're going to get all lagers and pills. And that's it. They're like the best lagers and pills
you've ever had. We'll find out. Yeah. Hopefully. We'll see. I hadn't really been into beer that much the last time I was there. So,
yeah. I was going to say, you're still somehow like you might be one of the more advanced beer nerds that I know. And yet you seem to be the youngest beer nerd because you didn't start really drinking beer until you got up here, right?
Yeah. Pretty much within the last couple of years, year and a half, 2 years.
I mean, you've.
I mean, I drank beer before that, but I had not like been into beer.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and now you're on a podcast. You're like
I still don't.
You went from a beer virgin to a beer podcast
anything
master.
Anything about beer? But yeah.
None of us do though. Even the highest beer podcast people don't know anything about beer. Isaac, do you have any goals coming up?
Yeah, I got two. So I'd like to hit Fishtail again. I mean, I have really no excuse not to hit it since I work like right next to their tap room.
Wow, and we hit a movie usually like once every couple of weeks there.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I should probably hit that.
Do they have something up in Tacoma?
Yeah, over on Rustin Way.
Yeah, Rustin Way. Like Point Rustin, it's right there.
Oh, wow. I was going to say, I thought you weren't in Olympia anymore.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
No, it's up in Tacoma. Cool.
Yep, it's up in Tacoma.
Wow.
It's literally right on. They are paying that beautiful Rustin Way tax because it is on the water and you have a great view if you get from the back there.
Yep.
It's a good spot.
Summertime, they've got some really good outdoor seating too.
Like, yeah.
Really, really good. Right on the bar.
Oh, nice.
But outside.
Beautiful. Cool.
But yeah, so I want to hit that place. I would like to hit Silver City too. We'll see if that's realistic, but I'd like just kind of cruise up there and check out Silver City itself. A lot of times when I'm coming home, or not coming home, but actually going to work in the morning, I'll come down this hill and look at the water over at Point Rustin.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful because the sun is shining and it's the morning light. And there's always a Silver City truck there with the Tropic Haze on the side. And that just like shining in the sun. I'm like, man, I gotta go.
Silver City.
Go there. It seems like the gods are telling me that it needs to happen.
So if you go to Silver City, you're over in Silverdale, Washington. You have, there's a actual bar restaurant and then there's just the tap room. Mm-hmm. Both are great. We've only been to the tap room, but I imagine both are great. I don't know. Maybe just say the tap room's the best. If you go a little bit further, you end up in Paulsbo and you have Valhall. Definitely worth grabbing. And then in that area, you have Rainy Days, and Rainy Days is worth going to also. So if you were going to make a trip out there, I would suggest hitting all three if possible, even if you just do flights and kind of slow play it all day. Because even when you hit Paulsbo, especially in winter, I bet Paulsbo is really cool in winter. But it's like this like weird. Amanda, how would you describe Paulsbo? Well, yeah, small, but like, yeah, like a little German town. That's what I would say. So it's like a little German town. They have a really cool German European Europub place called Tilsdies. There's a bunch of like a little Italian restaurants. Yeah, I would say like it's a definite worthwhile trip. You could do it in, I think it's an hour and a half out there, hour and a half back. You could spend the day there pretty easily. Great. It's gonna be cold right now, but I bet they do have some pretty cool like decorations for winter, I'd imagine. And this is just a guess. They may do nothing. There is one brewery over there. I'd say you could avoid. I'm not going to throw the name out just because he's really sensitive. But there's a brewery out there that you should avoid. If you try it, give it a shot. They have a lot of Odin brewing. So if nothing else, you could get some Odin beer while you're there. But yeah, that's a definite goal. Definitely good goal. What you said you had that was your second goal.
Yep.
So for me, Dunnigan is the first one. I would like to go to Tacoma Brewing Company because I haven't been there since they've moved. And I want to know what they're about. It's been forever. And then probably for beer-wise, I just want to get some good barrel-aged beers. And our fridge is full of them right now. But I want to knock out some good barrel-aged beers. That's a big one at this point. Well, you know what? Here's a goal that I want because I don't completely know this world. I want to try an international beer once a month. or at least once in a while, like a good German beer. There's some of those beers, like we have that one, that glass back there, the Eiger or whatever that is. That's a good beer, and it's been brewed for a century. It's probably changed very little, and I'm like, I don't know European beers at all, and I need to learn about them. And I was following a guy on Instagram who was talking about a plum porter, and I don't even know what a plum porter is. He's like, it's delicious. I was like, I gotta try it. I don't know what it is, but I want to try one. So maybe try international beer and not just drink all the cool beer hipstery stuff.
The Northwest stuff.
Yeah, I was about to say, we drink a lot of Northwest beer. I mean, we have a lot of crossover for a reason, because we this is our beer world.
Have you tried Black Boss Porter?
Black Boss. Which one is that?
It's Polish, so it's from Poland.
Oh, probably
comes
not
in a little black bottle.
I would try it. I mean, yeah, that's the thing.
Just give it a try. It's pretty easy to find, actually. It's like, you can find it even at grocery stores sometimes. Yeah, Pint of Fines is definitely going to have it. I would recommend that. It was my favorite beer for a long time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, they have a big European section over there, and I always just kind of look over it at glance, and I'm like, I don't even know what I'm looking at. I look at some of the beers. I'm like, it looks cool. Don't know what it is. Yeah, and then if we can... So one big goal I have for us as a podcast would be one day doing a remote record, and I don't know how to do that yet. There's some stuff I want to look into, but like seeing if we could record from actual either a beer fest or a brewery. And I think we could do it. I just have to figure out what the semantics for all that is. But I think it would be really cool if we could do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that'd be all the kind of cool goal stuff. But yeah, and then all the normal trapdoor, Great Notion down in Portland, Holy Mountain in Seattle, and all those kind of things are places I want to hit.
Good places.
Okay. Did you guys have anything else you want to add as we call this a day?
No, I don't think so.
No, I'm good.
Okay. So once again, you can find us at Sip and Tell on Facebook. There's a page and a user, but the user's not really used. Just go to the page. There's usually videos. I'm trying to do like a daily or semi-daily article there. Try and get some conversation sparked and all that stuff. We're on Instagram. There's usually stuff popping up there on a daily basis or semi-daily basis. And then we're on YouTube at Sip and Tell, or I believe it's just Sip and Tell on YouTube, and it's spelled SIPNTEL, no spaces at all. And, oh, as a final note, we are going to, at least I'm going to be going to the History Museum's next nighttime adult beer drinking thing.
Oh, is it the craft one?
The craft one. Craft in beer, whatever.
December 6th?
Something like that. So it's like two Thursdays from now. Yeah. We'll be there, or so Seth will be there too then?
I think I'll be there.
All right, so we have at least part of Sip and Tell going to be there. And but yeah, that's coming up soon. Outside of that, I don't know of any beer fest coming up. I wasn't tracking as hard. I know Hops and Props has a big controversy going on.
Oh, so their ticket sales?
Oh, yeah. Goofed.
That was a mess.
Well, and like
they sold 1,000 and they had 80 to sell.
Oh, man. And Amanda was talking about people like canceling their membership and stuff like that at the Flight Museum because they're so outraged with what's going on with it.
They really screwed that up.
Big old mess. And that's what I want to visit at some point.
I had a lot of friends that bought tickets, thought they got tickets, later found out they didn't get tickets.
Oh, man.
It's not good.
Oh, and then as a final note, and I'll throw this guy to you guys actually after the podcast, I will be getting my first Taver box. Possibly my only one, depending on how much money I spent there. I don't really know. I haven't looked at it too deeply. Probably too much. But my first Taver box, and the next mini sip will be a box opening and a sampling of a couple of the beers. You guys are welcome to come if you want to. We could pick a day and just do something small.
Right on.
A little 20 to 30 minute sip and tell, crack open the beers, see what we have in there, and talk about those real quick. So we should have another mini sip next week. This will be up this week. And after that, have a happy holidays and a great day. See y'all later.
See ya.
Cheers.